Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back at 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's great to be with you. It's great to continue to be with you. And we're on the road today visiting, but we're still doing our work as we travel. So if it sounds different than it does when I'm in my regular studio, notice I didn't use the word normal. Nothing's ever normal around here. But when I'm in my regular environs, it sounds a little bit different perhaps today than it usually does, but that's because we're on the road. We use different equipment, and it makes it sound a little bit different. But I appreciate you for being here today on this day after Thanksgiving, and I'm really excited to be able to reintroduce you to and to tell you about June Reed being here. June has been with us a number of times before in the past. June is in Baghdad, in Iraq. That just happens to be where she is right now. And she's a senior consultant for the U.S. mission of the Iraqi Reconstruction Management Office in Iraq. She's one of those brave Americans, one of those great Americans, one of America's heroes who've gone over, who volunteered to go over to put her personal and professional life on hold. Now in its second year for June to go over and help the Iraqis build their economy, build their government, get things done over there so that they can be self-determined, so they can, to help create the only and the first democracy in any Arab country in the history of mankind. And that makes her a very special person in my book, folks, and she's our friend. June, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
Well, it's great to have you here, and happy Thanksgiving. Tell us what Thanksgiving was like there in Baghdad yesterday.
Well, in some ways, believe it or not, it's just like home. We have a fantastic dinner. The people who are the cooks and chefs here in our dining facility here in the international zone, one of the major DFACs, or as we call them, dining facilities, we had a full array of all of everybody's favorite dinners, turkey, of course, and with all the trimmings and dressings and so on. Obviously, our personal family is missing. No one here has their family with them. But we become each other's family here. Our dining facility served almost twice the number that it normally serves. I'm not sure where everybody came from, but indeed there were twice as many, long line outside, and everybody was hungry, and everybody enjoyed a traditional American meal with good friends. So it was very, very good. The weather here is similar to San Diego, something like Southern California during the day here. So it was a beautiful, bright, sunny day here in Baghdad, and a very nice day for us to remember just how thankful we are ourselves for all the good things we have as Americans, and for our family, our friends, and our freedom.
Well, June, well said, and I thank you for that report. Tell me about the makeup of the people in the dining hall. Who were the folks there? I know there were folks like you who were civilians over there who volunteered,
yes,
to go over and help the Iraqis. Perhaps journalists, perhaps military. Who were some of the folks?
The vast majority of the individuals here were military. There were Marines, Army, Air Force, and probably some of a few others. Also, the vast majority in this particular locale are Army. Mostly people in uniform who are here serving their country and trying to build Iraq. There, of course, were all the embassy people here, which are civilians, and a few other miscellaneous assorted guests. But mostly our fine American military here. We're enjoying a very good traditional Thanksgiving meal together.
It was very nice,
very congenial, a lot of activity. Actually, one time in a million that you get a chance to actually really sort of celebrate one of the meals or holidays, actually, that all Americans celebrate.
Now, you've got a lot of Iraqi friends over there. What do they think about Thanksgiving?
Well, it's very interesting. During Eid, which is one of, and Ramadan, which is their fancy celebration, large, important holiday, I send out Eid cards to them because it's their holiday, wishing them a happy Eid. And I cannot tell you how many of them either sent me Thanksgiving wishes and actually called me up and said, we know this is an important holiday for you, and we wish you very best wishes for Thanksgiving. They also said that they thought it was a very interesting holiday that other countries could adopt because it was not religious-based. It was based on particular events in the history of a country. And they asked a lot of questions about it. But they were very respectful of it.
June, because we have to take a quick break. We're going to come back. June's got a lot more to tell us, folks. I'm going to ask her how the attitude is in Iraq, among the military and the Iraqis. Right after these messages, it's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with June Reed. He's in Baghdad. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and June Reed is our guest, and she's part of the volunteers, the great Americans who are in Iraq right now, helping them to develop their country, to develop their economy, to get self-determination going over there, to get democracy established, Iraqi kind of democracy established over there. And June is joins us on a regular basis to give us a report of what's going on over there in Iraq. And June, one of the things you've done recently is you have traveled. You left Baghdad and traveled to Fallujah. Now, most people who know what's been going on in Iraq know that for a long time, Fallujah was basically it was just a bad place, and that's where a lot of the Ba'athists, a lot of the Saddamites were over there and were causing a lot of trouble And until about a year ago, it was a pretty bad place, and the Marines went in and cleaned it up. But I'd like for you to give us a report on what Fallujah looks like today.
Yes, well, I don't want to, you know, create a picture of Fallujah that everything is perfect, because it's not. It's still a very difficult place, but Fallujah has changed quite a bit for a variety of reasons. Among them are the fact that the Marines who are stationed there, and they are the predominant force in Fallujah and have been since we have been here in Iraq, are doing a terrific job. The Fallujans themselves, in terms of the general population, those that are not in the provincial councils or city councils, are very interested in getting on with their lives. And those in the provincial council and city councils are coming around to really seeing that the good works that the Marines are able to deliver mean something out there. It's still a very difficult place. It has a lot of people who are disadvantaged. Unemployment is still rather high. However, there are terrific hopes for a variety of things, and there are many initiatives that are beginning to take hold. Among them, for example, is certain activities in agriculture. Working with actually the Iraqi agricultural bank. There's an office in Fallujah and an office in Ramadi, which are the two largest cities in Al-Anbar province, that difficult province. And the Marines are looking into how that can be more effective in terms of providing loans, crop loans for the local farmers, of which it's a beautiful area in terms of growing crops. The flight from Baghdad to Fallujah, you see nothing but small, beautiful farms with all of their crops growing right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually two crops. The next thing they're looking into, again, reinitiating microloans in the particular area. Those are loans between $500 and $25,000. The average size is about $2,000 to start small businesses, and that is something that's very important for the area.
Another and, June, these are the kinds of loans that you've been making for over a year now, aren't they, to other parts of the
world? Yes. And it was difficult in Fallujah, but the Marines are going to be able to find a way with a partner that I believe we have found who can locate in Fallujah to deliver those services that are available to many other parts of Iraq. Another important thing that we went over for quite some time in terms of detail is a business center. And a business center would provide a variety of services to small and medium-sized businesses to help them to be better and more effective in terms of their own business. They teach business plans, marketing, accounting, reaching out to find other partners, avenues for delivering their product, many, many things. In addition, we want to try to figure out additional agro-business, not just growing crops, but agro-business, which is where the employment growth is, and the private sector plays an important role. So all of these initiatives are going on essentially simultaneously by the very good men and women in the Marines. And I will tell you, everyone should be proud of the people that I met, all of them. I spoke with the generals, several colonels, lieutenant colonels, these and enlisted men and women, and they're extremely dedicated.
June, let me ask you a question about about those guys. How do you think? What do you think that they think about their role, their time there in Fallujah, in Iraq? How do, in general, especially the lower grades, the enlisted people that you met? What do you think their attitude is about the work that they're doing?
Well, I think, like everyone else, even those who are just in America, people can be frustrated from time to time about their work. But I think the overriding issue is, do they feel they are making a difference? Because that's what I understand from directly speaking with them that they want to do. And I think many of them feel that that is truly, absolutely beginning to happen. And I think that that is very, very important to them. And that gives them a sense of accomplishment. Things are difficult here, but there are many things that are difficult in America, too.
Exactly. But let me ask you a question. If what you did, the report that you just gave us, folks, if you have not listened to June on this show before, and all you've been doing is getting your information from CNN and some of the other cable networks, and you're reading some of the newspapers around the country, you might be saying, now, what country is she talking about? That doesn't sound like the Iraq that I hear about. But folks, it is the Iraq that you hear about. It's just a different. It's just the real thing that's going on over in Iraq. It's the balance story. There is violence still in Iraq, but Iraq's a big country, 25 million people I think over there, and the violence that you hear about is happening. That's real, but it's only a small story. The big story is what June is doing. The big story is what our military are doing over there. Most of our military are not fighting. They're helping to build bridges and electrical plants and water treatment plants and dig wells and schools and things like that. That's what's mostly going on over in Iraq right now. We're going to talk to June some more, one more segment right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're back at 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend and an American hero, folks. And I don't care what she says, she always demurs, but ladies and gentlemen, June Reed is one of many American heroes, in civilians and military, who are in other parts of the world. They're in Afghanistan, they're in Iraq right now, helping these countries develop democracy, and that can't be a bad thing for any of us. That's got to be a good thing for all of us. And June, again, on behalf of my audience and on behalf of Americans and on behalf of everybody in the world, we look to you and we're so proud of what you're doing. And I just want you to know that on this week of Thanksgiving, I'm thankful that there are people like you.
Well, I'll say thank you for all of us that are over here. Yeah. Thank you very, very much.
And folks, June is a senior consultant with the Iraqi Reconstruction Management Office in Baghdad. June, if you listen to the mainstream media, and if you listen to many politicians who seem to have lost their memory and their backbone, you would think that Iraq was about to collapse. It was about to be about to implode. That everything we've done over there has been a failure. We need to pull out everybody out of there right now. That it's just everything's going down the tube. But yet, June, when I talk to you, I don't get that impression. So, but you know what's being reported over here in the media. You hear some of the things that the politicians are saying. As a person on the ground over there, seeing what's really going on in Iraq, how does that make you feel?
Well, I think it's a shame, because I think it's important to be able to report information, not just pieces of data. I think one big piece of information that is missing is what Iraqis are doing for themselves. Iraqis have taken many, many, many opportunities to stand themselves up and make decisions and take action for their own country. I think that's something that is very rarely reported, period, end of story, and we need to understand that they have capacity and capabilities themselves. So it's not just us doing everything. Number two is the things that the United States government, as well as the multinational forces, everyone else who is here, of which there are many, many others, are doing and assisting Iraqis to help themselves, are rarely reported. It's important to have balanced reporting so that people can make up their own mind and see a variety of the information that should be available. It is not. It is only one corner of the information. And that in itself creates a very strange, distorted picture. We are not getting all the good things that our multinational forces are doing here, as well as the Iraqis themselves. And the civilians, the U.S. Embassy people, who are really guiding and directing in some ways and providing opportunities for Iraqis to make their own choices.
This Do you think Iraqis that you've met, that you know, how much different do you think they feel about themselves today than they would have, say, 4 years ago or even 3 years ago?
Well, I think what they have now is a sense of opportunity, and that is a very special gift. I do not believe that they think everything is easy or absolutely wonderful. They know the difference between safety and 100% security and the challenges that they face each day. But having the opportunity to make your own decisions is a very special thing, and I think that has excited them, and they are pursuing those opportunities. Iraqis are very, very interested in learning how to and expressing themselves and making decisions about how their country is run and how they will live their lives. That is something that they did not. Very few of them had that opportunity before, and
June,
now they all.
What would you like to say? What would you like to say to politicians right now who are trying to get the United States to pull out immediately from Iraq or some kind of a timetable? I've got about 45 seconds. What would you say to them?
I think they need to very carefully evaluate all the information and speak to a wider audience. I think that is the most important thing. And by the way, have more of them come over here. Some of them come over here and spend 1-2 days and are flown around in helicopters. They should talk to some of the real troops on the ground in very candid conversations. They would.
June, quickly, I need to get one more piece of information from you, June. How many loans have you made to small businesses since you've been there?
Oh, there are 16,000 plus loans.
16,000 loans. How much money?
Now it's up to $32.5 million.
That's a new economy, ladies and gentlemen, in Iraq, thanks to people like June Reed, our military, our civilians over there. They're American heroes, ladies and gentlemen. They're world heroes. June, thank you for being here. Thank you for all you do. I am grateful for you, June. And we'll see you next time. June Reed, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and June Reed is one of my heroes, and there are many just like her over there, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.